the vast majority of people who are incarcerated have substance abuse issues, and that abuse is often a cause for recidivism. One solution, get them treatment quickly. A new program in Anchorage is trying to do just that using a new, little-used drug called Vivitrol. But not all providers are convinced it's the best option. KSKA's Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman found out more.
Vivitrol is a monthly injection that stops a person's cravings for opiates and for alcohol. If you use heroin or drink liquor while you're on it, you won't get high. Family nurse practitioner Jill Green's goal is to get people on the drug as soon as they leave the prison system.
Keeping them on that Vivitrol, it helps calm down the brain so that they're not constantly thinking about, where's my next hit coming from? You know, I'm going to need my next fix.
Green says that way they can focus on getting jobs, housing, and treatment. As part of her doctorate program in nursing practice at UAA, Green is working with the Partners Reentry Center to help people get the medication as quickly as possible. For those who have chosen to participate, she's been able to get them the injection within 2 hours at her clinic. Similar programs are popping up all over the country. Some are administering Vivitrol in jails, others in drug courts. Fred Moses is a municipal judge in Hocking County, Ohio, a rural area in Appalachia with high heroin usage and limited access to treatment facilities. In 2012, he created a drug court where offenders were given monthly injections of Vivitrol, along with drug abuse treatment and other court-mandated requirements. Since then, 90 different people have come through his Vivitrol court. Only one has reoffended.
Well, these are not first-time offenders. I've taken the hardcore users. And what they tell me is that I want to read a book. And why that's significant is that their brains are clear. They're not going out and needing the drug. They don't have a withdrawal. They don't have a need for a narcotic. So the treatment goes much better.
Moses says within 3 to 6 months on the drug, his participants have all of the narcotics out of their system. They're clear-headed enough to really respond to treatment and to focus on the causes of their drug addictions.
The shot's a great tool, but the key is still treatment. No matter what it is, it's still treatment. And I won't ever change my mind about that.
And that's part of the problem. Green says people on Vivitrol who are not court-mandated to use it, like the group she's working with, have to be willing to get treatment at the same time and to come back to the clinic to get their shot again the next month.
Vivitrol, if you don't take the shot, well, you can just go out and use again. There's no harm in coming off Vivitrol. It's not painful. You don't feel anything. You just don't go get your next shot.
Psychiatrist Aria Levinson has run an opiate addiction clinic for 5 years at South Central Foundation. He thinks Vivitrol works well for some patients, but it has limitations. People have to detox before they can use it, and sometimes Vivitrol causes flu-like symptoms. But one of the biggest hurdles is that patients on Vivitrol don't always come back.
I think when folks are not craving or not experiencing a missing or needing of the drug that they were using, there's often a sense that I've overcome this, I've cured my problem, I don't need treatment anymore.
And then they relapse. So Levinson often uses another more popular alternative, Suboxone, which combines a synthetic opiate with another drug that also blocks the cravings. Levinson says he requires his Suboxone patients to receive substance abuse treatment and work on getting their life in order before he'll give them another prescription.
And for people who said that they were willing and started on Suboxone and then did not follow through with their commitments, we did not continue giving them the Suboxone. So we had a very tight, as you might say, a carrot and a stick approach.
He says they also monitor Suboxone users to make sure they're taking the drug and not selling it on the street, which is a common problem. Alaska Wellness Court Program Coordinator Jennifer Fredericks says that in drug courts in Alaska, they prefer to use Vivitrol or the pill form of the same drug.
We have tried to work with participants that have been on Suboxone, but we've found it difficult due to how addictive that medication is.
She says drug court participants on Suboxone often come to court high, and that triggers the other participants. The program has only been using Vivitrol for about a year, so they don't have data on success rates yet. But Frederick says she sees positive changes, especially with young heroin addicts. Because Vivitrol is so new, it's unclear how long people have to use it. Recommendations range from 3 months to a year, depending on the individual. Shots can cost around $1,000 per month or more, but can be paid for with some insurance and with Medicaid. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.